This episode of ELR is brought to you in part by Audible.com. Go to audiblepodcast.com/extralife and get a free audiobook download today. One minute I'm looking at a dude going, oh my gosh, you may as well have giant eyes, spiky hair, an enormous sword, and go...
From the snowy peaks of the Rocky Mountains, through the harsh Colombian jungle, and all over the damn American South, this is Extra Life Radio.
Episode of ELR is brought to you in part by GoDaddy.com. The codes Life1, Life2, and Life3 at checkout will save you money on domains, hosting, and more at GoDaddy.com. Additional support comes from listeners like Daniel Tover, Lara Denny, Fang14, and Bean Paste.
Bean Paste.
This episode is for you. Juggling, juggling, juggling. Everybody, welcome back to Extra Life Radio. This is ELR number 226. That's a lot of damn shows. Wednesday, September 30th, 2009 is the date, and I am Scott Johnson. Welcome back to ELR. It is so good to be back here. Let me introduce who is with me today. We have with us the usual and formidable Brian Dunaway of GuyInABush.com, among other things. Brian, welcome back.
Hi, Scott. Thank you for having me on the show tonight.
Yeah,
I appreciate
it. It seems like we haven't done this in a while.
We have not. It's been at least 3 weeks, if not longer.
It's been three, because we were supposed to do it last week, and I had to bump it, and now here we are.
Well, it happens.
As a result, it's just you. Actually, it's not just you, but there's no O tonight. No. We don't know where he is. He didn't answer my emails. As far as I know,
can't
he's on
him.
Safari, and maybe he's getting his left butt cheek tattooed tonight. I have no idea.
Wednesday nights are usually tattoo nights, so he may be running late.
That could be. But we'll watch.
It's according to what he's getting tattooed, you know what I'm saying? Some things take longer.
That testicle's a pesky one.
Oh, yes. It won't hold still.
Dude, if you want to be mortified, watch a documentary on Netflix called Modified? Yeah, Modify.
Oh, dude. Body modification is not for me.
If you want to see people jamming crap through their penis, that's the movie for you. Whew, rough.
This is not me.
So keeping O's seat warm, he was going to come anyway, but... until O comes or doesn't come at all. We have with us the also formidable Randy Jordan from The Instance and from way up north in Canada and from lots of other things, and my good friend Randy Jordan. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Thank you very much, Scott. My understanding is that Brian is doing very well and that you are getting over your cold. So
trying.
I think it's going to be a really interesting show for us. It is half price tattoo night down at the diocese, so I want to get it over with and get down there.
Oh,
yes.
What do you get down? What do you get at the diocese half off of? What do you buy there?
Oh, any tattoo below the waist.
Wow.
Oh,
that's
nice.
The deal.
So if you get a tattoo in your junk, you will pay half of what you would pay if you got it on your arm.
Exactly, but at this point, I don't really have any room for any more, so. I'm going to go for the back of the knee.
Do it. That's a very unpainful place to be.
Why? Yeah. Why below the waist? Is it?
Because people want to make their junk look like a face. They want to look like a nose.
I've been asking that forever. Like, have you ever? I've done this before. You go into a tattoo parlor that does piercings, and they always have that sign. They have the sign: genital piercings for women free.
Oh,
and of course,
nice.
There's some guy working there, right? And I always go in and say, why is that? Why will you do this one service for free? Yeah. And they always look at you like you're crazy. So I suggest you do it. It's a very nice experience.
There are two words I hate in the English language. Would you like to know what they are? They are the words, and especially used together, genital piercings. Oh,
yes.
Have you
ever noticed that people who have them often want to talk about them?
Yeah, they do. So, Brian, tell us about yours.
Obviously, I don't have one, or I would be blabbing it up about it and go, hey, right, you all see mine. It's huge.
I had a cow ring put in.
I got one of those barbell-looking things.
It's pretty good.
So I can do push-ups with it.
I am sick still. I have a cough still, and the cough only comes out when I laugh, pretty much.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Brian's I'm killing sorry. Me tonight. Oh, my God.
I don't know. Some people wear, they wear like, people wear ankle weights and weights around their wrist when they go walking or jogging or whatever. It adds to the result of the aerobic effect. Well, Brian has a particular kind of weight that's giving him a particular kind of benefit in his particular,
particular kind of lifestyle.
Exercises.
Yeah. Sure.
Well, I had to go to a metal detector recently. And it's funny because.
Wait a minute. Stop. Hold up. Right, you just started a sentence that said, and I quote, I had to go through a metal detector recently. What the crap was that? What do you? What does that mean? Where,
high
where
school,
were you?
Did you? Were you visiting a prison? Were you flying somewhere?
Really, well, I was going to a courthouse.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. They check for that there. That's true.
Yeah. They check for that there. Make sure. And this guy was, you know, he looks very serious about his job. And I walked through the first time and I had a bunch of junk, you know, I'm a gadget junkie. So I had to take everything out and throw it in a bucket. And I walked through like two or three times. And finally, I had everything. Everything was out. I was like, okay, I don't have anything else. And I walked through again. And he did the little wave wand thing, and he got near my crotch area, and it started beeping.
No way!
I'm not kidding. I think it was my Texas size belt buckle, but he didn't even ask after that. I guess he was thinking, well, I'm not going there. If it's a gun, he'll just have to, you know.
Wow, dude.
So yeah, but he was very serious up until that point, and when he realized it was in that area, he didn't even bother me.
Well, yeah, because he doesn't want to see your unit.
Yeah, you don't want to see my unit.
Because the next step is, sir, come behind this
counter.
But
he was probably thinking genital piercing. Yeah. Because
that's probably what he was thinking. And you're like, dude, I don't know why that's going off.
Yeah, dude, I don't know.
Too much iron in your diet, dude. I don't know.
There's too much iron in your urine, dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
Scott, have you flown out of Salt Lake City since they put in the 3D scanner at security?
Yeah, it's cool.
Oh,
did you use it?
I'm trying to remember if I did. I saw it, but I don't think I had to do anything with it. But isn't it? It kind of shows people's underwear and stuff.
Oh, it looks. I mean, it can see all the way through you, and it images your surfaces.
Yeah.
So they can see an image of your outside of your clothing, inside your clothing, and so on.
Yeah, I didn't actually go. I'm trying to remember why I didn't go through it though, because it seemed like other people did. It's like I didn't have to.
Well, it's because you're a big, tall, white guy.
Well, this white, tall man seems to be as innocuous as possible. Let's go ahead and just let him through.
Let him through. He couldn't possibly be a bomber.
No, no, his bag doesn't have a blow dryer in it or a bowling ball with a fuse on it. He looks fine.
That's Jerry Seinfeld. That's a great CD. Yeah. Nothing wrong with that. A bowling ball candle, nothing wrong with that.
Sure. What the hell? Anyway, what now?
So we're flying out of Salt Lake City, and they've got that 3D imager, right?
Right.
And we're like, woo, this is awesome. We're going to use the new technology, right?
Yeah.
And then as we get in line, their first thought is, wait a minute, maybe this isn't such a good idea, right? I mean, after all, there's a guy in a closed room, right, who's going to see me basically naked.
Yeah.
I'm going to look through my clothes.
Yeah.
And then the guy running the thing has a headset on.
Best job ever.
Right? But then my next thought is, all right, let's put this thing to the test, right?
Yeah.
So I did not completely relieve myself of everything it might see. And specifically, I kept my passport in my pocket.
Oh.
And so I just everything else, but just kept the passport in the pocket. You know, there's some metal in there.
Yeah.
Got in the scanner. Zoop. It spins around you. You come out and the guy wearing the headset just kind of puts a hand in your face, you know, like you can't go yet. And he waits for the person in the other room to tell him, all right, they're fine. Right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And so this is
because they're still evaluating the thing in your pocket that you're calling a passport.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, I think we lost Randy.
Do we lose him?
Not while I'm here.
Oh, there you are. Okay. Go ahead. We can hear you now.
Go ahead.
All right. So I, you know, I didn't tell him anything. I just have this thing in my pocket and he's got his hand up and he's listening on the headset. I'm imagining what he's hearing. Like there's a guy going, boy, this kid, whew, man, you would not believe how long his femur is or whatever.
Right.
and so I'm imagining what the guy's hearing. And then this is what I forgot, you know, like you forget what's about to happen, even though you know what's about to happen.
Yeah.
He just all of a sudden, his eyes just make a beeline for my crotch. While he's being told something, you know, and his eyes widen, you know?
Oh, my goodness.
And for a split second, I felt so completely uncomfortable, you know, like that there's this complete third party who's looking at anyway.
He's seeing you more than naked. You know that? I mean, naked is one thing, but this is like weird space age naked, where every little crevice and hole and thing is on display. Sort of. I didn't mean to use those words exactly, but you know what I mean. Yeah.
And
the
so,
guy
but then
the back
cool,
says you're going to have a really big bowel movement.
Yeah, you're about to drop it. You're seriously going to drop the biggest deuce of your life. You better hurry and get on that plane. Oh man!
But then the cool part is he just points down and says, "You have your passport in your pocket." And I pulled it out and said, "Yes, I do." And he said, "You may go."
That's creepy.
You
know,
it's like a game,
right? Like
you got like, it.
You have a passport in your pocket and 73 cents. You know, like
that's
like
so funny.
Going
that's
to cool. some strange, you know, amazing Creston show. Or
you have to say like some kind of amazing magic trick or something.
So if when you went back to Canada, when you go back to Canada, what do they make you do? Nothing. It's just like, hey, how's it going? Hey, come on in. I mean, they have that kind of scanner, or you guys just have the old school like. Wands and like fat dudes.
They got like a moose there.
Yeah, moose.
You have to drink a really cheap beer in less than 60 seconds. That's one thing.
Oh, nice, yeah.
They ask you if you know the difference between a slap shot and a cross check. That's tough.
No, I'm never getting into Canada. Actually, I would. I love hockey. Hockey's good. I know this is not the kind of transition I was hoping for, but I'm looking forward to a new hockey game soon.
Well, before you transition. Yeah. I swear to God, I'm watching the local news this morning here in Vancouver. The local news, they're covering all the world news. And this is what they say. Coming up, earthquakes in the Pacific, over 100 dead in Samoa, and looks like over 100 dead in Indonesia. But first, some guy has retired from hockey.
Oh, my gosh, you're kidding.
Seriously.
That's
like
crazy.
They started talking about the hockey retirement.
That's
I have no
hardcore.
Idea what it was.
Wow. Is that for real?
That's hardcore.
Seriously.
That is hardcore, dude. Canadians don't mess around. Yeah. Hockey before everything. Mass
genocide.
Some
people
sorry.
Dead. Yeah. Yeah, some people dead. But in bigger news.
Bigger news? We're a boot to hear about hockey. All right.
Can you believe it?
I can't believe it. Okay, let's do a... Dude, what voice was that exactly? It was like Fargo.
I don't know. Yeah, that's best I
the
can
heck
do.
Do you mean? The heck do you mean? All right. Let's talk about the topic. We actually do have a topic. 11 minutes in. And that's about what we do. We usually go about 11 minutes of jibber-jabby. And now we're going to talk about the real thing at hand. So, not Brian, because Brian didn't, but we'll talk about why he didn't in a minute. Randy and I both tried out Aeon. Is that how you say it? Aeon? It's A-I-O-N.
Aeon.
Yeah, I'm going to say Aeon.
Okay, I'm going to say...
That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking the A is silent.
I'm going to say Aeon. Aeon.
Really
It's a new, not even that new, it's about a year old in Korea, but now it's new here. Newly released in the Western world, the MMO called Aeon or Aeon or however you want to say it.
Yeah.
And
it's not often that Korea gets the new stuff first, but
well, it's
kudos Korea.
It is a Korean development, and what's really interesting about them, and this is something I was going to throw to O, but since he's not here, I think you guys will suffice. The Korean efforts in games generally and in entertainment, their movies and other stuff, they have a weird like overlap of aesthetics of kind of the anime Japanese action going and a very Western influenced style. And oftentimes those things are totally mushed together. And there's someone driving by very closely to my home. But anyway.
Yes, we know.
Way too close. Those two things are kind of mashed together that kind of creates its own kind of unique style. But there are kind of times where you're like, well, I don't know. See, that's the thing.
Is it mushed or mashed?
Mashed. I'm going to say mashed.
You've used both in the last minute.
Well, Canadians say mushed. I'm trying to understand that. So I see these kinds of styles and I think, wow, you know, they've got a lot of influence from both sides. So they've got the Asian influences that come from Japan and other cultural sources. And then they're obviously heavily influenced by Western culture and American culture. So a lot of that comes through. I mean, this is a country that their national sport is basically StarCraft. And they're heavily influenced by American developers when we're talking about video games specifically. So this Aeon game or Aeon game comes out and it looks like... It's this mashup of styles. Like, one minute I'm looking at a dude going, oh, my gosh. You may as well have giant eyes, spiky hair, an enormous sword, and go, gah, 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 gah. But then I see another dude walking right past him. I'm like, now that is a tough-looking, grunt-looking, you know, warrior-type dude with an awesome axe, and he looks like something that, you know, Blizzard or somebody stateside would do. Yeah. And this is happening a lot in this game environment, and both in architecture and surroundings and the land that they've built around it. that's not what we're really going to talk about on the show, but I just think it's important to mention that the Koreans seem to be, and look, I grew up with Koreans. I got a Korean brother and two Korean sisters.
Yeah.
They are not this creative. So whatever happened in Korea since they came over here.
I can't believe you just said something that racist.
Oh, my dude, my siblings are almost like, they're so Americanized that they've lost any of that culture that made them Korean, you know, uniquely Korean. And what they have now is, you know, cheeseburgers and fries.
Yeah.
It's weird. Anyway.
You got to think. I mean, a society that had been at war for so long and, you know, and had, you know, and is highly impoverished. I mean, usually the last thing that's going to come to your mind is, hey, let's develop some entertainment.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I think it's good that this stuff is coming out. That means that they've reached a point that, you know, their wealth is increased enough that they can start creating their own content, and they'll probably start getting their own style.
Yeah, and half the shows we like The Simpsons, Futurama, Family Guy, this stuff's all animated in Korea, all of it.
Yeah.
So they've got some new stuff going on. Go ahead, Randy.
He would say nothing, apparently.
Randy? Hello?
I would say...
The Canadian internet crossing has been interrupted briefly. we lost him.
But you know what was uncomfortable? I went back and when y'all lost me the other week, and I thought she was going to edit out the part where I wasn't there.
And
y'all just kept waiting.
Yeah, we just kept going. It's good radio to just burn up time like that.
It's great radio.
Yeah. Randy, are you back, Randy?
Sorry.
No, okay, it's not you. Ahead. You got some weird internet. No worries. So you were saying, I don't know what you were saying.
I was saying that there already is a Korean style. I don't think this is the game to really put down as the foundation for, you know, explaining and showing it to Brian. And I do think you're right that as time goes by in our lifetimes, we're going to see more of a distinct Korean style. Yeah. But the, you know, to get on with the discussion, the first thing that strikes me about ION as being so almost surprising to me is that it didn't look like Crysis. I just knew it was going to look like Crysis.
Well, it's using the Crytek engine. So you had a fair, that's a fair, you know, assumption to make. I kind of went into it too thinking, what, this the Crytek engine? Or the freaking Far Cry? What are we doing in here? You know, it just seemed weird to me at first. But you're absolutely right. I got in and it is a beautiful, rendered, realized world. I think it's gorgeous and smooth is the other thing. It runs great.
It is gorgeous. Yeah. And folks, don't look at their stupid videos and make up your mind based on their multimedia. Trust me, their trailer movie is not anything like the game. It is not what I would base my game decision on.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. It looks like Final Fantasy barf a little bit.
Before I get into too much detail about the game, I do have a question for you.
Go for it.
I've seen Aeon. I've seen advertisements, you know, banner ads, all over the internet for it over the last year or so. And I just was not willing to drop the money down without at least having a trial. Are you guys playing a trial, or did you just go out and you just won't get? You just said, okay, you know what? I'm going to do it. Was there any prodding? Did someone challenge you, or did you just say, this is what I'm going to do?
I was challenged. Randy, I want to hear your story. What'd you do?
I can sum it up in two words. Buyer's remorse.
Oh, gosh, dang. Okay, now we're getting to the gritty of the nitty here, because I have yet to ask you what you think of that game.
Well, they put out a $50 version and a $60 version. They give you your first month free, and then they want $15 a month after that.
Right.
So
sounds familiar.
It's the opposite of what games like World of Warcraft and EVE Online do, you know, where they give you a chance to play all but a little tiny bit of the game, and for a while too. I mean, 15 days is a long time to determine whether or not you're going to continue.
It's plenty of time. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't believe these guys. What's wrong with a 5-day trial? What about a 1-day trial? Just give me something, anything.
Yeah, it does seem like it's a little. It's weird that they're not offering a trial at all. And I don't know if Champions is, or does this just sort of come later? Like, I don't remember WoW having a trial right out of the gate either. But of course, that was a Blizzard launch, and that was a huge deal, and nobody cared. They were going to get it no matter what.
And well,
give me a burger.
You just said right out of the gate was 10 months ago, man.
I forgot about that, yeah. Well, maybe this is Korean culture. My brother Matt, let me tell you what my brother did.
Are the servers... sorry. Are the servers...
Keep talking, Brian.
Are the servers like, are they afraid that they're going to overload the servers if they had demos out there? I mean, that's the only rational reason I can think, because from a marketing standpoint, you're going to want to get those demos in people's hands so that they'll actually try it out and play it. Because now everybody's just going to run out and plop down, you know, $40-$50 without even blinking an eye. So maybe it's the fact that they're just afraid they're going to saturate the servers and it's going to degrade the service. Is that
a horrible problem to have?
Well, yeah, and right now they're already dealing with queues. The other night I tried to get in. It's almost impossible at night to get in there with any kind of reasonable speed. It's the queues and the lineups are terrible right now. I guess that's a problem you wouldn't mind having either. Like, obviously people are buying this game. There's always a lot of people that are totally hooked on WoW because it's really the best thing, and then something will come out like Warhammer and they'll go, I gotta go play this, and they'll go nuts for a couple of months, and then they'll either get to the bottom of it, is this game still any good or is it poo and I'm going back to WoW, and typically it's poo and they're going back to WoW. In this particular case, jury's out, nobody knows yet. In Korea it's a big hit, but hey, so is Lineage, and I think Lineage is donkey scrotum. So I'm not 100% sure how this is all going to pan out. And Randy, I know, is going to ask me this question in a minute about, like, how long do I see, or like in 5 years, what is this game doing? But before we do any of that, I want to say this. I think the game is gorgeous. I think the game relies on many mechanics that WoW either innovated or refined. And it is to its credit that it does that. It actually makes the game way more accessible. It's like this idea. If Brian is going to go get a first-person shooter, and he's a total Halo head, okay, like everyone else is playing Halo on a console, if you go out and buy a new shooter, and if that shooter doesn't have exactly or close to the same control scheme as Halo, you're going to be pissed and put it down. It's going to drive you nuts. And if they have ways to set it up, you're going to go set it up maybe, but it's going to bug you that it doesn't control like Halo. Once the standard is established, you have to follow suit. This game does that pretty well. It controls and feels, for the most part, with a few strange exceptions, like WoW, in terms of interface and everything. So gone are the weird Dark Age of Camelot, EverQuest control schemes. It feels like you're moving around like you're doing WoW. Okay. So that's really good, in my opinion. There's some
That is good.
There's other quirky things, like they tried to copy kind of the Hearthstone mechanic, but it's terrible. It's a terrible mechanic. You have to, it's too hard to explain, but basically you can hearth in a place, it costs you a bunch of money, and then you could be 600 miles away fighting away at something. It's gonna kill you, resurrect you if you die, resurrect you back at that original bind point, 600 miles back.
Oh,
and then you lose experience points with your death, which is totally old school, which means you're gonna have to go pay somebody to help you with your death and pay for a flight back to close to where you were and then run the rest of the way. I mean, there's a lot of death penalty going on here, which I can't understand. It's got to be. I don't know why they did that. Anyway, there's lots of little quirky things like that I kind of look at and go, why didn't you do that too? Because you got this other stuff right. But there's other things like quest management. And I think inventory management, a few other things that they do really well, and I really like how it feels. It feels better than WoW in some ways. And essentially, the core of the game has a really paper-thin story. It's like one ply of toilet paper thin. Like, you couldn't wipe anyone's butt with that. It's really, really thin. But the world that the story's set in, gorgeous. Character designs are amazing. Creature designs are inventive and nuts. I mean, they got weird animals, dude. The guys that look like kangaroo with a ram mixed somehow, like gophers that are like half gopher, half lizard, just weird crap. Yeah. And I like that. That's very inventive stuff. They haven't gone to the normal tropes and said, all right, these guys are goblins, and next we're going to make some sort of troll creature. You know, they've said, you know what, I'm going to make something no one's even dreamt about or had a nightmare about before.
That's cool.
Yeah, and I dig that. So that stuff's cool. The questing system, because I'm only level 8, 9, or whatever I am. The questing and leveling system, very similar to WoW's in that there's lots of people with quests. You go get the quest, you go do the thing, you come back, you get a reward or some XP or whatever. They have some chain quests that are story-driven. Again, super paper-thin story, but driven nonetheless. And they even have some little video clips where they'll like zoom out to the place you need to go and have a little narration, which I think is kind of cool, although sometimes it kind of falls flat. Now, all that being said, I have to admit, I'm compelled to keep playing it right now. I'm enjoying it, and I want to see more of the world. I have a feeling I'm going to hit a wall at some point where there's nothing else to see that's really neat visually,
Yeah, yeah.
And it's not going to challenge me quest-wise, and it's going to be more open-world PvP, which I'm not a giant fan of in these games. And yeah. I'm going to kind of go, okay, not so sure about this now. But at this stage, I'm totally digging it. It's a nice diversion. It's something new. So there's my take on it. Randy, you've played a little bit, not as much as me, but enough to get your head around it. I'm really anxious to hear your take on Ion or Aeon or whatever the hell it is.
Okay. I like the music.
Don't get me started.
That's stupid.
Dude. I'm trying to think of stuff you haven't already said. I like the music.
Oh, yeah. The music's pretty neat. Yeah. Except for the techno fight music. You like that stuff? Drives me nuts.
Not really. You know what? It takes me out of even a game where people have these huge wings and swoop around. It takes me out of the game when all of a sudden you hear a guitar riff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That even bugs me in Diablo. Cling, 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 cling.
Oh, but that's different.
Yeah, but I'm talking about still, even then, back in the day.
Talking about a heavy metal, crunchy electric guitar.
Yeah.
You know, that takes me out of the game. Let's see.
The main theme's kind of nice, though. Don't you think?
Oh, it's great. Yeah, yeah. It's great music. Yeah, yeah. I'm telling you, great music.
All right.
I like the classes. I think they've got a good concept. I was motivated by, you know, what class am I going to be? And then I was disappointed early on to find out it was going to take me, you know, 50 hours of gameplay before I got to pick my subclass.
Yeah, but, that's true.
All right.
Well, you get that at 10, right?
Yeah, which I'm guessing is about 50 hours, but I may wander around a lot more than most people.
I don't think it's... Yeah, I was going to say, I'm almost 10 now, and I don't feel like I've been... I probably only played maybe 5.
Really?
Yeah, okay. 5 or 6 maybe. Yeah.
So well, stuff, I'm expecting... Bad. I'm also expecting the levels to get harder and longer, and maybe they're not, but...
They do get longer. It's like... But it feels like WoW progression to me. I feel like I'm about a level 10 in WoW. That's how it feels.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right,
so
keep going.
So I created a priest. I can't help myself.
I know. You're just a healer at heart. You just want you care for people.
I picked the first realm listed alphabetically, which I think is called Ariel.
Yeah.
And
Areola, actually.
Which yeah, it makes a great font.
Really...
No, it's not Areola. But I will say this, you bring up a point, and I don't know if you agree with this or not, but I hate the server names. Because people will go, what server you're on? I'm like, I think it's called Izaraka Booga Jagga. I mean, there's like no sense in those names.
Well, let me give you some of the North American server names. I'm not making this up. There is a server called Israfel.
Yeah, I'm on that. Okay. That's me. That's mine.
You're on Israfel. Okay.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
There's a server called Lumiel. Stop me when you think I'm talking Tolkien-esque. There's a server called Eustiel and Kaysiniel and Asphel. And it's like they just threw some letters together, really, in front of the same sound.
That's terrible. I don't like that. I think they should be names like, you know, Dirty Chicken or Stinkroot or, you know, something cool.
Yes, yes. I said Asphel. There's a server called Asphel. Thank you.
Wow.
The point is, if you're gonna make up names and it's going to be in a fantasy world, you got to invent a language first. And I feel like in this whole naming thing, they probably have the cart before the horse, and they didn't really think it through with their English here. But
Ingrid,
very nice,
absolutely beautiful, impeccably rendered, no, zero mistakes as far as I'm concerned in landscape, in character modeling, and so forth.
Yeah,
that's
where their strengths are. These people are artistes. They're kind of blowing my mind that way.
But then they try to sell me on something called PvPvE.
PvPvE.
Say it again.
What?
And Brian, you know what I'm talking about. There's been this holy grail forever for MMO designers to come up with a form of PvP that involves NPCs as well. And so like, imagine you and I are going to go fight a dragon, right? It's you and me.
Yeah.
And then someone from the other faction shows up and gets on the dragon. Now we got to bring in Scott, right?
Yeah.
So we bring in Scott, and then the guy who's on the dragon brings in one of his buddies, and now we got to bring in Bearbutt, and so on, right?
Right. Yeah.
The reason it's the holy grail for video game designers is because they think about that and think, wow, we could get everyone on the planet playing our video game, because these guys would always need another friend, right?
Yeah.
Not the way they've chosen to go here. Unfortunately. It's more about you make a guild, which is actually called a legion, and they're it felt kind of like they're trying to borrow something from Warhammer here about convincing us to go kind of interfere with PvP that other people are doing.
Yeah.
Oh.
And I just don't.
I don't like
it's
it.
Just not motivating me. I'm not motivated.
I don't like that part of it. People say to me, oh, that's what you do. Like from 20 on, that's all you do. I'm like, well, then I may not be playing this after 20 because I don't really want to do that. What I want to do is fight giant freaking creatures and huge like obelisk things. And I want to fight cool stuff that I'm doing with a bunch of friends that isn't reliant on player versus player. And I'm a controlled PvP environments. I'm okay with that. I'm open to that. It's fine. But in a game like this, I play this and I go, man, wouldn't it be neat to see what this engine is capable of when we all got to fight some like 20 story tall thing?
Yeah.
Well, here's the one thing that motivates me, and that is that in this PvPvE system, as you get better, as you accomplish more and kill more people, your wings get bigger.
Yeah.
that
actually motivates me.
Yeah.
That actually, I'm like,
that actually motivate me too.
Yeah,
look at the size of my wings.
And the wings are cool. Great idea. It's really neat idea that you get these wings at 10, and you've evolved to this point. And if you're on the dark side, like I am, these big black wings is totally cool.
Oh, that sounds wicked.
Now,
that alone makes me want to play.
Yeah.
If they told me my cod piece got bigger, then I'd play for the rest of my life.
Yeah, you're hooked. $15, in fact, pay in advance, 4 years in advance.
Yeah, yeah.
So, okay, let me ask you this. Because I'm going to ask the question I think you want to ask in general. 5 years from now, how's Aeon doing in the market?
Scott, what do you think is the future for this game? I want you to look down the road 1 year and 5 years. I think that's enough. Now, keep in mind what has become of Conan and Warhammer, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay. Because it is a huge hit in Asia. I see this one as a little bit different. I don't see it as a runaway blockbuster WoW or Warcraft size success in the Western world.
Yeah.
I think it will be enormous in Asia, and I think in Korea especially, and other places in Asia. And I think that game has the potential to be as big or bigger than their other games that NCSoft put out that I just forgot the name of. What are the name of those games again? Shoot. I just said
City of Heroes.
Not that.
Guild Wars.
No, not Guild Wars. Lineage, thank you.
Lineage.
This reminds me, this is like Lineage, but way 1,000 times better.
Like Lineage 3. This is Lineage 3.
Yeah, this is basically Lineage 3. It's like fix all the crappy things about the Lineage games, which there were plenty. By the way, Lineage 2 used the Unreal Engine to much crap. But anyway... those games are huge over there. Huge. They're still huge. And this game will remain huge. And I think we'll be a little bit, we'll have our blinders onto it a little bit because we'll be interested in whatever, BioWare is working on or whatever Blizzard's got going on next and, have a very Western sensibility to it. I think this will have a moderate success here because they've been able to duplicate what makes WoW fun on a core level. They can maybe improve that. I don't know. But in the end, I think that this game will have some moderate success here. When I say moderate, 1 to 2 million people. Which is pretty good.
Yeah.
I completely agree with you that it is not going to hit in North America.
Hey, I had to break in here real quick and talk to you about Audible.com. You know we love Audible. Audible is awesome. Audiobooks are awesome. It's my preferred way of reading books these days. I've recommended this way in the past. I'm going to recommend it again. On Audible.com, you can get American Gods by Neil Gaiman. Neil Gaiman. The man is a genius. Love that book, read by George Guidel, one of the greatest readers of books in the history of book reading. You can get that for free if you want at audiblepodcast.com/extralife, that or any other book. So go check him out. Thanks, Audible.
I have no idea what's going to happen in the rest of the world, but in my opinion, they did not put 10 months was not enough for them to make this a North American feeling game enough.
Yeah. I mean, you can tell they tried, but yeah. As I play it, I get that sense like, wow, I'm an androgynous dude with hair in my face, and I'm looking real cool. And then, I've been teasing my brother. I said, yeah, Matt, look, dude, I'm playing this new game. What's it called? Girlygamefromkorea.com or some whatever. So it's got some of those tropes in it. But I think there's a market enough here to make it one of the stronger secondary players in the MMO market in the States, but not a major player. It will be nowhere near what WoW will continue to do and whatever Blizzard does next and whatever BioWare does with Old Republic. But I think the long term is all about Asian money. It's all about yen and it's all about dong or whatever they have in Korea.
I don't buy games without trials or demos because I've just been burnt too many times, and and with entertainment media, I mean, you can't take that back without at least a penalty. I mean, even the best place is going to still charge you 15% if you bring something back, even if they'll take it back.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, this is what I believe I will do with this game. I will play it to probably 20 or something. Yeah. I'll probably hit a wall and I'll say, you know what, that was fun, because I am enjoying the single player loot grabbing Diablo-esque part of this. I'm enjoying just the early goings and the getting stuff and the having the money and getting better armor and all that. That's always good for me, so I enjoy that. I love questing and WoW. That's always fun, so I don't have a problem with that. I'll get to a point and realize, man, their end game sucks, or it's just culturally not fitting my jive or whatever, and I'll probably not play it again, and I'll probably end up picking up Hero or Champions or something and trying that. All the while running my raids in WoW and doing my WoW thing and looking forward to Cataclysm. And, you know, I don't think it certainly isn't going to take over WoW for me at all, not even remotely. So yeah. It sounds like that's true.
Well, there's so many, I mean, friends that we have on WoW. I mean, it's just,
yeah,
it'd be so hard to get away from that.
Yeah.
Do this for me. Let's count WoW and Ion, and let's just call them number one and number two. I mean, the game sold over 500,000 copies in the last 2 weeks in North America. That it is very, very impressive.
It is very impressive,
And by the way, I read that 400,000 of those were pre-orders. That's a huge number of pre-orders for a game that no one's ever played.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They had some good ground level hype going for that, though, I think.
So right now, let's call WoW and Ion number one and number two. What are the next games in the top 10 right now of pay-to-play MMOs as far as you see it?
The ones that are out right now?
Yes, right now, people are playing the rest of the top 10.
Okay, here are the top 10. WoW. Then you get your... I don't know where Warhammer is in this, but we'll say Warhammer's in there somewhere.
Yeah. Okay.
Although I know it's bleeding, so I don't know where they're headed. EVE Online.
Definitely.
Oh, yeah.
EVE Online is at least a very profitable game. There's others I'm mentioning yet. But
I would say EVE Online is top four, top five in North America right now.
Age of Arnold Schwarzenegger. Or Conan, that one's out. Then you got your RuneScape counts, right?
I can't put that in the top. That's fair. I'm talking about pay to play games. By the way,
Lord of the Rings Online.
Definitely, yeah, that's a top five.
EverQuest 2 and 1. One continues to be a player more than even 2, which is weird. Who else?
I don't know, man.
Who else? I can't think of anybody else. Star Wars Galaxies is a no show. I mean, it's still out there and going, but
definitely not.
Yeah.
No one plays that. Who else? I can't think of anybody else. Dark Age of Camelot's kind of crap now.
But it's got to be in the top 10. Dark Age of Camelot has held on somehow.
Yeah.
So has Champions Online. I keep thinking that's gone, but it's held on.
Well, that just came out. Oh, you're talking about City of Heroes. City of Heroes is still...
Oh, right. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm talking about City of Heroes, City of Villains, whatever that is.
Yeah. That's done okay. It has a loyal following.
Every time I bring up City of Heroes in mixed company, someone goes, oh, man, I love that game. I've been playing for 2 years. Like, really?
Yeah.
So apparently it's held on.
There's loyal folks.
Yeah.
I am so... They constantly send me things. Come play for the weekend. I just can't do it. I mean, because I don't know. I get so bored with it so quickly. I mean, when I play it, it's so addicting for about 2-3 weeks, and then I just like, ugh.
Yeah, and those 2-3 weeks
so sick of this game.
Those 2-3 weeks were spent creating new characters because that was awesome.
Definitely. Just getting them, building them, and going.
That's the greatest thing ever. Put a City of Heroes, City of Villains character creator on my iPhone. I will pay a monthly subscription
just to
mess around with that.
That's a brilliant idea. Just sitting around making heroes all day?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
dude. I'd totally do that. I would love that. That's a great idea. Now, I haven't tried Champions. A lot of people in our guild are enjoying it. Saying it's a
I've not tried it either. I guess right now you got to put that in the top 10.
It sold well, did okay. It didn't do what Ion did, but of course Ion didn't do what Warhammer did. Warhammer's suffering, and Technically, it didn't even do the numbers that Age of Conan did initially, and that game's just about done. So,
I don't know.
I would round out the top 10. I think you've actually named 9 games. I'd round it out with Final Fantasy XI.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Oh, yeah.
That is a weird following anyway. You know what I think? I think this Ion game, honestly, I think it attracted a bunch of board WoW players. And it attracted a bunch of Final Fantasy XI players who just have to have their game with flowery-haired men with swords. And those two people converged to make it one of the biggest pre-orders ever. I really think that that's who they tapped into. Because who else in this U.S. market was sitting around going, oh, dude, I wish more games had emo kids in it with freaking androgynous. I can't tell if that's a man or a woman.
The fact is, if you ask the average female who occasionally watches Spike TV for a few minutes, she will tell you that it looks like the landscape is nothing but guys with machine guns and zombies, that is the video game landscape. Yep. And so anytime a game can tap into anything outside of that, give me something that looks slightly elfish and put these huge feathery wings on it, it looks so revolutionary that you start to think, you know what? Some women might play this game.
No, I agree. I agree. Our very own Nicole Spagnolo is playing on our server, and she's really enjoying it. The thing about that game is they did do a nice balance here where it's got the pretty stuff to attract the female gamer. But it also lets me make a really tough, gruff-looking dude.
Right. Yeah.
So I don't have to live within the tropes of fancy boy game.
Have you noticed they're not advertising the gruff looking dude?
Oh, not at all. Not at all. Not even in the least. What they are advertising is a really bad intro movie that makes me want to fart.
Oh, I can't get over it. And go to their website, folks. If you haven't, go watch all their movies.
Aeon Online. AEONonline.com.
You're going to see what video game trailer movies looked like 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah, if you want to enjoy a late 90s intro movie with rendering technology brought to you by a 3D Studio Max 1.1, by all means, go watch that terrible thing. It's bad.
And by the way, they didn't use their own good music for their trailer. For some reason, they've got this. It was like scored by somebody who, didn't realize they were supposed to excite me.
No, the same guy that was trapped in the 90s.
Right.
Just couldn't get him out of there. All right, well, that's what we think about that game. Obviously, we'll see how things go. Here's what we want to talk about next. What would truly make a great MMO in the future? Today or tomorrow or whenever. And I have some ideas. I know you guys do, too. I'm going to throw a few out.
Okay.
Just off the top of my head here. Things that could be fun MMOs, in my opinion. Thundercats. And I'm basing some of this on like some old cartoons and things, but I think a Thundercats MMO would be a blast. Make your own cat.
It would be called Thundercats Flop.
It'd be great. I mean, we already know what. If we didn't know what Thundercats was, and all we knew is there was a new MMO where the whole world was cats, and you had to build them, and they had different classes and stuff, that might be kind of intriguing to the furry set. I don't know.
So there you got 50 people playing. Go on.
Okay. G.I. Joe. Bad idea? It has potential. I'm not saying to base it on the movie. I'm saying base it on the cartoon and have just crazy.
Have we lost Brian?
Oh, yeah, we did. She sure is quiet.
I know. I figured he'd jump all over G.I. Joe. That's why I didn't say anything.
It's just like doing the instance again.
Can I just say, Thundercats has forever lost my respect. Since I became an adult and accidentally went back and watched an episode of the cartoon and realized the entire episode was following around this sad sack Eeyore character who always goes, Snarf, Snarf, Snarf.
That's true. I forget about Snarf.
Make it stop.
Yeah, it's like, I remember loving the original Battlestar so much, and then you remember that damn dog, the robot dog, and you go, Twiggy. Oh, yeah.
That was when I was a child, and I was wrong.
Yeah. Sidekicks suck, dude. You got Twiggy, you got Snarf, you got the little ghost guy with the hat in He-Man, and Mr. T in A-Team.
You got ghost guy in the new Star Trek movie, strangely.
That's true, you do.
I have a hard time thinking of a comedic sidekick that doesn't suck.
Yeah, it's a good point.
Like I really can't think of one. I've tried and tried. Like, I can't, I won't even give it up for anymore for R2-D2 because I found out that if I watch the whole thing chronologically, he magically forgets how to fly. Little bastard.
Little turd. All right. How about Blade Runner? That one's all right.
That is a great idea. Yeah. And there was a game that I read all about coming out later this year that reminded me of Blade Runner enough that I kind of got excited about it. It wasn't an MMO, though.
What game was it? You don't remember?
Oh, what was it called? It was really awesome.
Hey, Brian, what do you think of a Blade Runner MMO, dude?
We don't have Brian.
Blade Runner. Yeah, we do. I'm back.
Yeah, we got
excellent.
Brian.
Excellent.
Yeah.
I'm back.
My Skype didn't update until you started talking. That was cool.
Really?
Randy thought I was going crazy. Like, I knew you were offline, but I was talking to you anyway.
Uh-huh.
So, Brian, Blade Runner, come on, man. What about that? Replicant? You could be a replicant?
I think that would be the darkest, scariest ever.
And I forgot. You hate stuff like that.
Oh, I love it.
Brian,
I love it.
Have you heard the new Patton Oswalt album?
Oh, it's very funny. It's very funny.
I've probably heard parts of it. I listen to a lot of comedy, but I like anytime Patton Oswalt comes on, I listen to him. But
Don't listen to it with your kids around, but man, it's funny.
He's got a bit about Blade Runner that just blows my mind. But
does he?
That's a great idea. In fact, Scott, I think Blade Runner's the better than the best idea I can come up with.
Well, it's better than Thundercats. We know that.
Yeah, no joke.
Oh, are you kidding me?
See, Brian. Brian, see, look, Brian knows.
Thundercats.
Brian's a hoe. Yep. I thought about the Halo universe just a little bit for about 5 minutes. Wouldn't be that bad. Make your own, you know. I mean, the problem is everybody wants to be Master Chief, so you'd have to really compel me to think of other cool things to be in that world. But, you know, it's not bad. Be all right. I thought of a zombie-based MMO. Nothing, no particular, you know, property.
That would be interesting.
Yeah, and I've heard of these coming and going before. Like, people have been working on something, and then it would kind of go by the wayside or whatever. But the idea of a zombie MMO would really simply be this. You'd be building a survivor class of some sort.
Yeah.
And questing would be a blast. We're all out of food. You got to go into town and kill 50 zombies and get the food out of the thing. That's fun.
That sounds like fun. Well, there really needs to be a scary MMO. I mean, one that you're just afraid to play. I mean, it should just be really, and that could possibly do it.
Yeah.
Right. And you've got to have factions. That's my complaint about EVE Online is they say, well, we don't need factions because the players form their own factions, but the players don't do that. Players want the structure up front. Forming your own team inside a faction, that's fine. But you got to have a faction. And the idea around a zombie MMO would be that you would have certain types of people who are all fighting over the precious resources and fighting to stay alive.
Yeah, some are mutants, and they live over in Nevada, and you got another group that's totally militant, and they're up in Canada, and they're all pissed, and then you got, like, the free-loving whatevers. I mean, you could do, like, that's total faction warfare, man.
Yes.
Oh, it totally could be.
You know, like, have you heard what they've done in Miami? They've built a wall 50 feet tall. You can't get in unless you know so-and-so. Do this quest and kill 4 zombies and bring me their ears. I can see it now.
Yeah, and you could be a human. I mean, so, geez, come on.
Yeah.
So I'm going to describe to you the MMO I want. I'm going to tell you the name of the two factions, and you're going to tell me the universe it's in. Are you ready?
Yep, go.
One faction, people. The other faction, the Reavers.
Oh, dude.
Oh.
Yeah, Firefly MMO. Now, wasn't that in the works at one point, and then it got canned? I remember hearing about this.
Yes, we talked about it, and it cannot go undone. In my lifetime, I have to be a Reaver ship captain. I have to be.
I am all about that. You could be one of those capital ship dudes, the what do they call it? The Empire or whatever. You could be a brown coat, total smuggler dude. There's a lot of potential in that universe. That would be really cool. I could even be a companion or whatever. I could do people for money.
Yeah, but you can see three factions right out of the gate. You basically have the Federation, the Rebels, and the Reavers, like right out of the gate.
Can I be Nathan Fillion out of the gate?
Would you want to be?
Well, then I get to do stuff with Felicia Day, and I like her.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm not a big fan of any MMO that has, you know, specific heroic characters. It always seems that it's always a distraction.
What do you mean?
That's what's wrong with Lord of the Rings.
What?
Exactly.
What do you mean specific? Oh, you mean like they're your one, like your, well, what do you mean by that? Explain, Brian.
Well, like, you know, like you're talking about being a specific spaceship captain or something specific, you know, like a specific character in a universe. And I just don't, I don't think that works too good.
Okay. I understand. No, it's all, yeah. It's all good. I mean, I'm all for changing all that stuff up anyway, because I just think we need to see some new things happen that are creative.
But Lord of the Rings, I feel the same way about Lord of the Rings. It feels a little bit, even though you have a little bit different character name, it still feels like, I don't know.
That game's done all right.
It's not bad. I played it for a while.
Like it has, but I mean, it's got a really solid base. A lot of people play.
Yeah.
You know, it's not suffering for users.
No.
So it's interesting. Okay. So I'll take what the hell's your name? Randy.
Randy.
I will take your recommendation for the two-factioned Reaver versus human thing, and I will one-up it with this. I want an MMO in the Dark Tower universe.
Wow.
And I want that to include multiverse travel, time travel, Old West gunslinger crap, mutant
dudes.
It's funny
you should mention that, because I was looking at my collection of Stephen King books while ago, and I was thinking, wouldn't it be cool if Stephen King got involved with something like that?
Yeah, unless they let him get too involved, and then it'll end up being cell phones that make people zombies or something. Actually, I love Stephen King. So.
Maximum Overdrive.
But that could be, you know, that has potential. You could start out in Gilead as a freaking tough, you know, gunslinger trainer dude, and go to Midworld and fight zombies. And I mean, there's so much to do in that world that you could have lots of fun with that. But these kind of things, you know, I'm throwing out stuff based on, you know, TV shows and stuff. And it's like, well, let's do an A-Team MMO. That'd be great. You could be B.A. Baracus. You know, or
I don't know if am I missing MMO, but I would love to see an Old West. I mean, just specifically, since you're talking about that world, I'd like to see an Old America kind of MMO. That would just be totally fun, because I loved a video game called America. It was kind of like an Age of Empires kind of thing.
And yeah, to me, I remember that.
It was just tons of fun.
So what would your classes be? So you got like gunslinger cowboy type thing?
Gunslinger cowboy, exactly. Indians Indians. I mean, and you don't, since you don't have to play them bad, you know, you can, of course the cowboys would think they were bad, but if you're in that faction, you would think you were good. So I mean,
well, yeah, no, that's exactly right. It's kind of like you could do that. You do that with Horde and Alliance now. You know, it's basically both sides think they're fine, but they hate each other for whatever reason.
But everybody knows the Alliance sucks.
Yeah, you could totally do that. Everyone knows. So I like that idea. Let's do a Western MMO. You guys ready? Let's get funding.
Let's do it. Where are we going with
it? I realize I've said this before many times, but what about an actual Modern Warfare MMO? I mean, I have yet to see somebody.
That's a good point.
Figure out how to make Call of Duty a persistent universe where we have a reason to get together and load our guns and go shoot at people.
I have a prediction. Treyarch, not Treyarch. Who the main developer? Infinity, whatever it is. Infinity Ward, that's it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Those guys, they're done with Modern Warfare 2. I believe, and I really believe this, their next project is a persistent world shooter. And I'm 100% sure that is what they'll announce next. It won't be Modern Warfare 3. It won't be the next World War II stupid game.
No, it'll be a Call of Duty type game.
It'll be Call of Duty Online or Call of Duty freaking
interesting.
PersistentWorld.com. Whatever it's going to be, I guarantee you that's coming. I promise you it's coming. They are the preeminent name right now. These are the darlings of the shooter industry. And where do they have to go after this? More shooters? No. They're going to expand that world. I'm going to cough.
but think about it just in World of Warcraft terms. You know, you have the concepts of mounts and travel. That's all built into Modern Warfare.
You
have the concepts of dungeons. No problem. Like it falls right in line. Bosses,
caves,
easy peasy. This, you know, my crew, we got to go take out this warlord and so on. Like, You could almost just port World of Warcraft in a way to a Call of Duty MMO.
Oh, totally you could. And I'm not 100% sure that Blizzard's not working on something like that anyway.
But what stupid quest would they send you on? You know, like, you know, go collect so many of these flowers or whatever. What kind of stupid quest would they do it in modern day though?
Didn't you play COD4? I mean, they send you on all sorts of quests.
Yeah, that game is basically it's missions, and it's and that's what it would be. It would be single player style missions, and they could be that they could be that comprehensive. It wouldn't just be, you know, select the guy and hit one over and over. I mean, you can see this. You can see this coming because what they're going to do is they're going to say you're in some kind of central hub. I don't know what it is, a base, and you go talk to the general. We've got to get that cache of grenades out of the hands of those terrorists before the blah, 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 blah. Yeah. And so you get with your guys in the van or whatever, and you drive, and now you're in your own instanced battle place, and you hop in there, and it's the same AI. It's the same good gameplay mechanics. It isn't rolling dice. You're head sniping and shooting people, and it's all skill-based. And when they're all decimated and wiped out, you go back. And you get loot. And the loot comes in the form of guns and stuff, but it's mostly this perk system that they've already done. They've already got the XP and the perk system going. All you need to do is expand on that in a big way, dude. I am telling you, this thing could be freaking huge. And you could still have, you know, 25-on-25 battles, total arena matches. Oh my gosh, you could go crazy with this.
Medic.
Yeah, you make up factions that don't match the real world, so you don't have everybody wanting to be the, you know, the NATO team. Instead, you make up factions, you know, like the Red Tiger Tong faction and the Jackal Cartel faction and this sort of thing.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you just pit them against the game, pit them against one another, put them in dungeons. Seriously, I almost feel like you could port World of Warcraft or any game like that over to a Call of Duty MMO without hardly breaking a sweat. And it really comes down to, can you drum up a huge interest in the gaming community for such a thing?
Well, why did it have the initial push and boost? It's because everybody knew Warcraft and they were totally pumped about it, and Blizzard had a name for itself. I'm saying this because I really believe it's true. The Infinity Ward guys have that cachet. They have that respect in the industry, and when people hear that they're working on a new game, people drop a couple of turds in their shorts. They get so excited about it. So whatever they say they're working on next, people are going to flip out no matter what it is. I really predict that we're finally technologically getting to the point where they could manage this sort of thing on servers and figure out a way to do the open level or the open world type stuff in it. And the grouping and all the other things that you would have to do mechanically to make this work. I'm telling you, it's this would be awesome. Sign me up tomorrow. I'd be totally ready
Infinity
to play
Ward.
This.
Infinity Ward has a Twitter account.
Yeah.
And it's so funny because the guy who runs it will Twitter like mad for a couple of days, and then he'll lose his password for 4 weeks.
And then will he say
and then
that?
He'll come back and no, but I'm just saying it. That's what it looks like.
Oh,
like, you know, like,
yeah.
Like, oh, I'll forget that I'm following these guys.
That's because he's working on Modern Warfare Online right now. I guarantee it, dude. You mark my words, people. I'm good at these predictions. That's what's happening. Okay.
It might be.
All right.
So, those. Brian, any others you'd suggest? Any other types of arrangements before we head on out of here? We're almost at the hour mark.
Dogs versus cats, the MMO. I think it'd be a huge hit.
I knew you'd come with the big guns. Dogs versus cats. You could be like Doberman class, and
exactly.
The healers could be those big hairy dogs that have the little barrel under their neck with rum in it.
Your quest would be like go beg for food.
Right. Go lick your owner's hand.
go find food in the trash can.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm in.
I'd play that.
I'm in.
I play that.
Midgets versus dwarves, somebody says in the chat room. I hate to say it, but I think aren't midgets just a mean word for dwarves anyway?
Yes, that's what I was thinking. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Star Trek MMO is coming out. I'm kind of excited about that one. I won't lie.
Here's the thing.
I love
that. How much have we cooled off in the last couple of years for the idea of a StarCraft MMO? Do we even care anymore?
We'll find out.
We would if they announced it.
Yeah.
If they announced it, you and I would be doing cartwheels. I'd be so excited. I'd be beyond excited.
We speculated about it a lot more 2 years ago than we do now.
Oh, for sure. But it's because Blizzard has pretty much wiped it from our minds. They've said, you know what, we're not working on it. The thing we're working on now, it's not an IP we already have, so it's brand new. And everybody went, oh, well, they're not working on StarCraft Universe or something.
Yeah, but Blizzard lies.
Yeah, they do. They have a tendency.
They're a bunch of liars.
If they came out of that cave and said, all right, we're going to let you know what we've been working on for 3 years, it's StarCraft Universe, I would drop another two poops in my shorts. I'd be so excited.
I think that's funny that you want it. You keep saying two poops because this, so that means you're having like a deuce deuce or something like that.
Yeah, double deuce.
Double deuce.
Double deuce.
Double deuce. Yeah.
Double deuce. Double deuce. It's a poker move. You got to watch out for that. Double deuce.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm pretty the DD Fang 14 says.
Just make sure you don't wave a magnet near Brian's shorts.
Crap, I won't be able to watch. I won't be able to read a Daredevil comic without thinking about the double deuce anymore, that logo on his chest. Or D&D. Oh, my whole life is ruined now. Let's play D&D. No!
No. No, that's not a game. That's not a game.
That's not a game. Well, if I was here, I was going to ask him what tabletop games like he thinks should be in there, and I know that he's a huge fan of like Shadow. What's it called? Shadowrun. That's it. Shadowrun. If he thinks Shadowrun would be the right one, or if some of these other tabletop stuff. To be honest, whatever the next MMO I really want to get into, I would really like something sci-fi based. I've kind of had it with the whole fantasy thing. I'm not had it. I mean, I'm still going to do it, but I want something totally just. Go find us the cylinder. We need it for the warp drive. Come back.
To come completely full circle, the thing I love so much about a Call of Duty type MMO is when you start thinking about expansions, you can reach right into the Crisis playbook and drop the aliens in.
Why not? I mean, I don't know if any award would go for that, but why not? Why not go, Age of Kings and then Age of Mythology? That was a little nuts. Do that.
Yeah.
Oh, there's suddenly lizard people on the. We're not fighting terrorists anymore. It's lizard men.
Right.
Sign me.
Yeah, it's just like suddenly there's motorcycles in World of Warcraft. I mean, yeah.
That's a good point. It's actually a really good point.
Speaking of, they're blowing up World of Warcraft altogether, right? They're kind of doing a huge. They're kind of doing WoW 2 overlaid on
pretty much,
WoW, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
That's to me is the most charitable way to look at it.
It's a strategy.
Yeah. What?
That's how I see
it. How crazy could they go thereafter? Like I'm already starting to think into that idea of another expansion, that fourth expansion.
Do you think they were softening us up with things like there's a spaceship with goat people on it and now you got a motorcycle. Boy, those gnomes and their technology, that's just crazy. So you think they're softening us up, tenderizing the meat so that when they release
the in-game TiVo, we're like, "Oh, cool, yeah."
Yeah. Oh, this makes sense. It's run on Steam, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's exactly how that's going to go. I don't know. I think they could get away with a lot in that game nowadays.
Yeah.
Because they're letting me run around with a Murloc pet inside of a StarCraft Marine suit and fire off bullets while I'm just standing around.
Yeah.
They pretty much said, we know it's a fantasy world, but let's go ahead and just put like a trailer park in there and a donkey with one eye. I mean, there's no holding back now.
Yeah. None.
So we'll see. Brian, you got to get to 80, buddy.
I do, and I'm at 64, and I'm kind of stuck there just for a little, probably another week or so until I can really get some more time to get in there and play.
I know how it'll help you. When you're 64, just in your head, have go over and over that terrible Beatles song from the Sgt. Pepper's thing about being 64. It'll start to eat your soul, and at some point you'll finally go, okay, I got to get another level so I don't have to hear this.
I got to do it. Yeah. I got to do it. I got to get out of here.
Well, let us know. Yeah. We'll help you. Brian, Randy and I are always around. We're already
there. I know it. Last time y'all helped me, it was awesome. I mean, it was so much easier. Jeez.
I think Second Life should have a sequel and call it Third Life in the chat room. They're talking about Second Life.
Here's a question I can't help but come around to over and over, and I feel like I'm a broken record on this, but I still haven't ever gotten a good answer. What is the barrier to online sporting merging
online
with MMOs?
Online sports games?
Right. Merging with MMOs. What is the barrier? Everybody says where the money is in the future is this team play online PvP for real sport in your TV and live events and tournaments and so forth. What is the barrier to there being a Madden NFL MMO or a NASCAR MMO?
I've been saying that for years. Why isn't there why don't we have an MMO for Madden? Madden makes this perfect sense to me. In every way, you could do so much things. I mean, just imagine you're just running your team or your player in a huge world full of other players.
Your player. Yeah. Oh, so what class did you roll? I rolled a linebacker.
I was thinking of respecking. I'm going to be a quarterback next week. We're getting nerfed.
I'm going to respec from being a speed receiver to being a possession receiver. Yeah. That's great.
Yeah. Nobody wants to get nerfed in football. but yeah, I don't know why. I don't know what's holding those guys back. I know, you know, what they've done with Burnout Paradise leads me to think that they're ever closer to a more of a persistent world type arrangement. And again, I would not be surprised if the guys who work on that game are working on something like that coming up. Don't mark my words, but you know.
But think about that Madden MMO for a minute. You make a player, right?
Yeah, or a team, or however they're going to do it.
I mean, the questing is kind of obvious because you have to train and learn how to play the game and be good.
Yeah.
Is the team like a guild? Is that the idea there?
Right, exactly. The team is like a guild, and then you have a natural limit on servers because there can be only so many teams in a league, right?
So
you have a cap on how many players you can have, how many teams you can have in there, and so forth. And you actually, you know, you could try to make actual money. The guy who's pulling down the biggest salary wins. I mean, it'd be awesome.
So this could be, you could do, why not? Okay, see, because what you say about the serious NFL doesn't fit for me with this scenario. I think they should revive Mutant League Football for this.
Right, exactly. Nice. Yeah.
I would do that. And some of the questing doesn't have to be just football games. It could be go out and eat the heads of your enemies, you know, in preparation for tomorrow's game or whatever.
What was the robot football video game from the 80s?
In the arcade, the Atari one.
Right.
Bomb ball. Future football.
Somebody in the chat room's got to know.
It was like
what
football
was
2010 or football. Ah, crap. It was great, though. And you
think yeah, these the mech bots with their fast passing.
Yeah, they had the little, and they would the ball would explode if you didn't get enough plays in or something. I totally remember that.
The crap. Okay, I see I'm Googling it.
I'm going to be
going
to
make
it.
Me Google.
Sorry, my son's whispering to me. It's driving me bananas. Okay, go downstairs. Off with you now. Off with you now, boy. Cyberball, that's it. Thank you, Joey Image.
Cyberball.
Yep. I'd walk into an arcade and I would hear Cyberball doing its little demo, and I would also hear Marble Madness do that. It was our high score thing. I love that.
I'll tell you the most fun arcade game that I ever played and still is one of my favorite, and I would love to have it in my home, was that the sit-down version of that first Star Wars polygon-type game.
Oh, the Vector one, yeah.
Yeah, I love that game for some reason. I played it not that long ago on, MAME or whatever it is?
Yeah, MAME.
And it was fun.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
You can get Cyberball from too much internet use. Yes, Randy.
It surprises me that none of us have said anything, and I don't think there is much to say about Transformers. I think we're really oversold on Transformers right now.
Oh, I'm done with it.
Yeah.
Done. I'll watch the old cartoons or something, but I'm not interested in current-day Transformer lore. I'm done with it.
No.
Movie ruined it for me. Movies. I'm done.
They totally went the wrong direction. I mean, it looked... I think it looked fantastic. I don't think you can argue with that.
Oh, of course.
It looked fantastic.
But, I mean, as applied to today's topic, would that ever make kind of a cool MMO? Build a robot, add to him, get new stuff? I mean, what if you made it like a Mech Warrior game, persistent world thing? Yeah. That's kind of cool. Post-apocalyptic mechwarrior.com online.
Ooh, a Robotech MMO. I would love to play that.
That's what I'm saying. All right. On that note. I think we'll end it here. I, you know, this kind of stuff's fascinating to me, and I'd love to see how this industry changes and does stuff. It seems like Blizzard's going to determine a lot of what happens in the next, 10 years.
They're on it.
Yeah, they really are on it. And who knows who's next to sort of lead the way, but right now it's difficult to think anyone else but them well. But time will tell, and we'll hopefully be around to see it. So that is going to do it for us here at ELR this week. Thank you, everybody. Thank you to Randy for being here. Thank you to Brian for being here. Of course, we don't know what happened to O, but we wish him the best in his fight against the jungle rebels wherever he lives. Hopefully, we'll see him next time. Thanks, everybody, for being here. I want to thank GoDaddy.com for sponsoring the show. Don't forget to use the codes Life1, Life2, and Life3 if you're buying a .com domain or other services there. You'll save money at checkout by using those codes. So do that. Saving money is good. Thanks, GoDaddy. That's GoDaddy.com. That's going to do it for us this week. Thank you, everybody, for being here. That's it. I guess that's it. Thanks, chat room. Forgot to thank you. So everyone have a wonderful week. We will talk to you next time. Until then, everyone, please take care.
Hey, everybody at ELR. This is Rick Moyer. I do all those crazy parody Star Trek songs. This time I went out of the box and I did one all about Alien. So check it out. And you can check out more at www.takehimwithyou.com.
It is completely enclosed and it's full of leathery objects like...
Well, you can tell by the way our ship is docked. I'm a space explorer, astronaut. Space is cold and the suit is warm. But check it out, could be a life form. Venture in, it's okay. Turn on the light and look this way. Big statue and crazy sound. There's a big cavern underground. Being chased by another or an alien mother. You're staying alive, staying alive. See the slime dripping and the people all slipping. And we're staying alive, staying alive. Hi, 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 hi. Staying alive, staying alive. I try, 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 try. Staying alive. It's over my head and over my eyes, attached to my face. I'm just a gal coming to dinner with an ache in my gut. A bloody C-section, junior pops with a cut. You know it's real gross, it's scary. Another crewmate for us to bury. We can't run, we can't hide. But while those teeth and the ones inside, being chased by another or an alien mother, we're staying alive, staying alive. See the slime dripping and the people all slipping. And we're staying alive, staying alive. I staying alive, I try, staying alive.
How come you guys don't freeze him?
Ship's going nowhere. Somebody help me. Somebody help me, yeah. Shit's going nowhere. Somebody help me. Somebody help me, yeah. Well, you can tell by the way I use my gun. My name's Riley and this alien's done. I killed my friends, now it's after me. It's time to die and save my kitty. Now it's alright, it's okay. I'll blow it out the airlock, hey. These stupid things, they just won't die. But out in space, they can't hear you cry. Being chased by another or an alien mother, you're staying alive, staying alive. See the slime dripping and the people all slipping, and we're staying alive, staying alive. I, staying alive, staying alive. But try, 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 staying alive.
Okay, I'm through. Ripley?
Yes.
Close all the hatches, Billy.
Ship's going nowhere. Somebody help me. Somebody help me, yeah.
We now have 1 minute to abandon
ship's going nowhere.
The ship will automatically drop me in T-minus 1 minute.
Ship's going nowhere. Somebody help me, somebody help me, yeah. Ship's going nowhere, somebody help me, yeah. Staying alive.
I should reach the frontier in about 6 weeks. With a little luck, the network will pick me up. This is Ripley. Last survivor of the Nostromo. Signing off.
Let's go back in time.
Your dog has a weird bark to it.
She's weird, dude. She's a little...
Is it Frankenweenie?
Shih Tzu. Frankenweenie. No, but I'm going to go kick her. I'm going to kick her in the Frankenweenie in about 2 seconds, Harry.
It barks like it's screaming.
You're like you're just being frightened over and over. That's awesome.
I have this complaint about almost all sci-fi movies. We're apparently only a species in the universe or in the many galaxies that actually think it's the right idea to wear clothes, because it seems like every alien you see is always naked.
Well, you have to understand, Brian, that it is a natural part of the advanced species to embrace nudity.
They don't even have such things as porno theaters anymore.
Yeah, no, I don't even know where to go to. How do you go?
What is that?
I don't know. I mean, there are still some here. I've never been to one, but I always imagine them to be sticky. I mean, you gotta wonder, I'm betting this is not soda.
If I went in there for whatever reason, I would still pretend it was soda.
What do they sell in the concession stands at the porno theater? Is what I want to
know. I suppose they sell tissues and lotion.
No.
Yeah. I bet they don't sell hot dogs.
I don't think they sell anything.
You know what they probably sell? They sell socks. But they sell only one. They sell like single socks. I suppose waiting in line for a porn theater is really uncomfortable, because you know that you're surrounded by a bunch of guys that are going to be spanking it outside of their homes. And this is disturbing. But the cool thing is, if you go with a friend, you can go to the store and buy a pair of socks, and you each get one.
Some of the people at Sony are like, we don't understand Western game of time. Why they need headset all the time? Because they don't do that in Japan or wherever they're from. Well, I know where they're from. They're from Japan.
If you're going to be naked, you might as well have dangly.
Yeah.